Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirt.
That was the worst
it was.
Sonic noise
it was
I ever
so
heard.
Bad.
Life.
We can actually start over if you want to.
No, we'll just start right now. That was worse than that 3D Sonic game, that noise you just
it was
made.
Fucking dude, that was the Sonic 2 noise, like
we just keep pushing the button over and over again to
yeah,
see, just, like, is he going to actually dig through the ground if he's
no,
going?
All you had to do is just, like, push it once, but I kept, like, jamming my button and, like, just go faster, go faster, go faster.
It never made you go faster.
But it did. It just made you speed off. So he was on a little wheel, pinwheel, like...
In case you haven't figured it out, we're talking about Mario 3. Or Sonic the Hedgehog. Either way.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Probably mostly Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Really? Because I like 1.
I like 2.
I like 3.
I like Knuckles.
I like other things that you don't like. I like Knuckles. He's better than fucking Tails.
Really?
Tails is a little prick.
But he was... It was like the extra hit. He's your Yoshi. He's the Yoshi to your Mario.
All right. So Sonic the Hedgehog came out way back in 91.
91?
When there were probably people listening to this that weren't even alive
nope.
when Sonic the Hedgehog came out. Think about that. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, you know what? Actually, we should do a shout-out to Martin's girlfriend, 92. You have no idea who she is, but Kyle will get a kick out of it.
My girlfriend was 3.
Oh, shit.
When this game came out.
I don't know how old my wife was. She was a little older than that.
She was
anyway.
5.
Sonic was the flagship for Sega. It was it wasn't out when the Master System was out, but it came out when Genesis came out, and that was their
mascot, their answer to Mario.
Which, if they would have played that their cards right, the Genesis could have been the system to take down the Nintendo, but something happened there because it had better graphics. It had more memory, but something just happened.
I don't know why people did not. I had a Genesis and I loved it. I had the Sega channel.
I didn't have the
16-bit arcade graphics.
16-bit arcade graphics.
It had 16-bit graphics.
Genesis does.
16-bit sports action.
It does Joe Montana.
And Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it does Michael Jackson. It does shoots guns. Apparently, somewhere you can't shoot guns on Nintendo.
Get Joe Montana free, Pat Riley free, Super Monaco GP free, or Collins free.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm serious. All right, so apparently it does everything that Nintendo doesn't.
Genesis
except
does.
For failing.
Nintendo don't.
Sega did fail.
Hey, listen, I've been employed by Sega.
Oh, and you worked for the GW.
GameWorks, man.
Right.
Yeah, they were purchased by.
Is that weird getting a check signed by Sega?
No, it was kind of cool because I actually got Sega games for on the cheap, which weren't very good.
Yeah. I mean, what did they have, that 3D Sonic game?
No, not even that. Like that, I was working for them. I got Armored Core and one other game for, like cost.
Shenmue?
No, it was after. I wish I would have got Shenmue. I wish they would have just given everybody a Dreamcast. Like, thank you, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
We got a whole warehouse full of these things.
Still, one of my biggest conundrums in my head is that down here in Phoenix, we have a couple big arcade restaurant areas. GameWorks is owned by Sega, and then there is Dave & Buster's, which isn't owned by Sega, and Dave & Buster's is filled with nothing but Sega games.
Oh, they have Android games now.
Oh, like
Fruit
Ninja.
They have Humongous Temple Run. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen
in
my life.
For the most part, like they have like huge Sega games. Like, what is it? What's that horse game? Like that giant horse game?
It's not there anymore. Yeah.
What, in Dave & Buster's?
Yeah, there's something stupid in its place now.
God.
I will never go back. You hear that, Dave & Buster's? I'm never coming back.
Derby Club.
There's no more horse racing. I had to throw my horse cards away. I had to throw Murder Face away.
Murder Face. Murder Face.
I'll shed a tear.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's talk about Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic, it is like we said, the flagship for the Genesis, which was, it went head-to-head with Mario to be the number one icon.
And it's weird how they couldn't just stay on top because it did have a lot of really good games.
No, for the levels and for like the gameplay, Sonic was way bigger. It was way faster. It was just something cooler. And like the if you stop for long enough, Sonic be like tapping his foot, like I'm waiting.
They got all the time in the world, motherfucker.
They gave him a personality. It was like Mario's just like standing there, just like
he just stands there. stares at nothing.
It's me, Super Mario Mario. Oh, sorry. This is piggybacking off another episode.
Yeah, don't do that. That's awful.
But with Sonic, it was a little bit faster. They had that it was based on rings. It was rings were your life. Like if you lost the rings, and the only thing you were trying to do is you were trying to free all of your little buddies,
free all the animals, God, he belonged to PETA.
Well,
disgusting.
Well, sort of, he was just he was trying to get like, well, I think he was more of like a green movement.
And let me ask you a question. Speaking of animals getting captured, Robotnik or Eggman?
Robotnik. No, fuck Eggman. That was just like lazy.
Dr. Eggman. Who decided to change that name? That's the dumbest thing ever.
I have no clue.
That's dumb.
I just know that I thought it was like a little disturbing. Like for the game, when they put it into cartoon, like for the game, you killed something and it turned into like a little tiny animal and like jumped away. In the cartoon, they were life-sized fucking like Superman 2 got sucked into the computer, like robots.
I don't have a lot of memories from the cartoon except for the fact that he's voiced by Urkel.
Got a jet.
That's the only thing I really remember about that whole fucking show.
Say his name very slow like you did before.
Michael Jaleel White.
You said it like Michael Jaleel White. Did I do that?
Yes, Sonic. I'm afraid you did do that.
Actually, I have all those cartoons, or like the first season. I think there's only one season on my hard drive at home.
What, Family Matters?
No.
No. Don't have all the Family Matters?
No, I have no the Sonic episodes. But you try to watch it, and like you're all, Sonic is so cool when you're little, and you watch it, you're like, this is
Sonic is such a fucking douchebag.
So bad.
He needs some like wraparound sunglasses.
Well, no, but
and one of those stupid little tails that come off the back of your neck that were so popular in the 90s.
All of the cartoon characters that we loved when we were younger, like there's a girl, and they're like, ew, girls, no.
Ew, girls, I don't like vaginas.
I would nail that shit to the floor.
The anthropomorphic pink animal chick?
If I was Sonic.
Amy? Was her name Amy?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of Futurama.
Could be.
All the time.
So, yeah, Sonic, you're in the constant battle against Eggman.
Robotnik, stop it.
Sonic, what is it, Eggman?
Robotnik.
Robotnik. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a monster. I hate you.
So you're in the constant battle against Robotnik. Robot.
Get it? Nick. Because he turns animals into robots.
Oh, okay. There you go. But in the first game, it was just kind of like a throw it out there. Let's see how it does. It actually wound up doing pretty well. In the second game, they added all the stones. They started doing where Sonic could be like become like crazy, like orange or like gold Sonic, where you could just fly, just like fuck you.
You were the golden Chocobo Sonic.
Yeah, you were the golden Chocobo Sonic, and they threw in Tails, who is your Yoshi's extra hit.
He's such a fucking asshole. I don't know.
But I
prefer Knuckles over Tails any day.
Well, they didn't. Knuckles wasn't there yet. They didn't start piling on characters until later.
I'm just saying.
So Tails, you could actually play the in Sonic 2. You could do the 2-player Tails while Sonic is running. You could have Tails running right behind him
until you're in the underwater level.
Another thing over Mario, you could die when you were fucking underwater. Get it in there.
Yeah, Mario's invincible. He's like a fish man, can swim forever.
He's Boris.
Yeah, that was crazy. You had to get the bubble.
I'm invincible.
That was nice. That was those 16-bit graphics.
Jesus does.
Look at that, extra elements, like having to get an air bubble.
Well, yeah, and was it Sonic 3 when they added the the different like the lightning bubble or the flame bubble? Yeah, because when
refresh my memory.
Okay, so there was a you could get those little they had like little square things where you could
a computer monitor you would jump on.
So you jump on that, and then they had some things were lightning that when you ran by rings they would actually.
Oh yeah.
And they had fire ones, but when you jump in the air and push the double jump,
and then it would go,
across the screen. So they made Sonic even faster. And then even in Sonic 3, they made it like they put giant rings in the level. So
Holy shit!
Oh,
I just realized
fuck.
The fire thing. They totally stole that from Altered Beast.
Rise from your grave.
And you would shoot across the screen when you were all buff.
Yep. Actually,
way to go, Sega. Way to steal from another one of your games. You
talking
dicks.
About Altered Beast, we should also tell you to go back and listen to the Game Wreckers Altered Beast episode.
That was my favorite one. I like that one.
Oh, they haven't posted anything yet. Hey, Game Wreckers.
Get off your ass.
Get on your horse, man. Get on your bike, man. We need more episodes. Because this is all the internet has is us.
It's us. There is no more people talking about video games getting drunk on the internet.
So you love Knuckles.
I do like Knuckles because he's a badass. He's not like everyone thinks Sonic is a badass, or they did back in the 90s. He's like totally cool, bro. Like he was like one of those guys that would like snowboard and like kick you in the back when you were walking down the hallway.
Well, Sonic was a chinchilla, right?
Yes, yeah, Sonic was a chinchilla.
What was Knuckles?
Sonic was a hedgehog, you fucking retard.
Well, Sonic was Knuckles was a chinchilla. Fuck you.
It was literally the name of the game, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ah. God damn it. This is why, okay, we don't do podcasts when
first,
we're drunk.
And second of all, Knuckles was an echidna.
Echidna? Well, who's the chinchilla?
There are no chinchillas.
Damn it! Can we get like a
they get scared and their hair falls out. Can we get why like would a, you ever have that?
I want like a Euclid chinchilla. Or is Euclid a word?
I want a eunuch chinchilla.
Yeah, eunuch chinchilla. Can I get a Charlie chinchilla? How about that? Little Charlie?
That's the
little chinchilla?
Jesus Christ.
You know what? Fuck you. You forced me to this. Sorry, that was something.
All right. No, I just think Knuckles was kind of cool in the way that like he wasn't trying to be cool. He was just kind of a prick.
No, he was a prick at the beginning of it. Like, hey, Sonic, I got your emerald. Because he popped up in the third one or Sonic and Knuckles. Because there was Sonic 3.
I think it was Sonic 3 and then Sonic and
Knuckles. Because he was a bad guy in Sonic 3. And then Sonic and Knuckles, like you could put the game on top of the game. And then you could play as Knuckles throughout the whole fucking any Sonic game that you had.
It was awesome. You could like punch into the wall.
And all they really did was just fucking just replace the sprites.
No. You can't like walk up a wall with your fists.
Can you do that in Sonic 1?
Yeah, you can. No, not Sonic 1. God no.
Well, no, but you could take Sonic 1 and put it on top of Sonic and Knuckles.
Shut the F up. Really?
This is really?
Dude, I had a Genesis and all I ever did was play the Sega Channel.
Oh, okay.
I just played the balls out of Bomberman.
So Sonic and Skitchen. I'll tell you this, which is this is sad that we're doing a fucking an episode like this. Sonic and Knuckles, it was a cartridge that had like a little flip top on it to where you could put like either Sonic 1, 2, or 3 inside of Sonic and Knuckles.
Or vanilla wafers
if you didn't want it to work. And you could put it into your Sega and you could play as Knuckles through any of the games.
Really? I didn't know that. So it was like the, what is that other thing they had, that 3DX or whatever, where you could plug a game into it? Or...
Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
So if you have ROMs now, they actually have ROMs that are like Sonic and Knuckles. It could be Sonic 1 with Knuckles, Sonic 2 with Knuckles, Sonic 3 with Knuckles.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Really?
I don't know. I like that. Yeah, I never did it.
This is baffling me.
I think the only games I actually owned for the Genesis, because the Sega Channel was the shit. That was the best thing ever. I don't know why everyone didn't have it because it was just the best.
I didn't have my parents, like the phone line was way too far away. I couldn't talk them into
it. It was through the cable company.
Oh yeah, then I had fucking antenna.
Oh, it was awesome. Anyways, I had like Earthworm Jim.
Groovy.
Yeah, I had that X-Men game. I had Mortal Kombat 2 and Sega Channel, dude.
I played
Sonic a lot at over at Dan's house. So.
Sega Channel was way, way ahead of its time.
Dude, it really was. That was the best thing ever. God, we should do a Sega episode because, man, I can't believe they dropped the ball.
No, they didn't really drop the ball. Is that they didn't have the infrastructure that they needed to branch out because they didn't have, like, the cooperative games or having like versus games. Because if they would have had the Sega Channel where you could play like Joe Montana's football against somebody else, that would have been the shit, dude.
You know what? Now that I think about it, a lot of their games were just like local. I mean, Echo the Dolphin. It's just like a one player game. That fucking game scared the shit out of me.
Eternal Champions.
I hate being underwater. Clay Fighter. Wait, that was Nintendo.
No, Clay Fighter. No.
That was Genesis.
I think it was Genesis. It was for
the
Super Nintendo.
The beer's starting to get to me. Oh.
Clay Fighter's going to be our
Primal Rage?
Primal Rage. But that was also an arcade game.
Still,
there
was a lot of good stuff on the Genesis, and I can't believe it failed.
It just... how much did you have to pay for that? How much did you have to pay for the Sega Channel?
No, I don't know. I was like 15. My mom paid for it.
Okay. So it probably was less than what Xbox Live is now. And you
Definitely.
But they just kept putting games up there. So it was like a rental system.
You know what? It probably wasn't. It was probably like $10 a month, which is like $120 a year.
But it was still like a rental system. So
it was. But there was always new stuff. I mean, there was a few games that everyone played, like Skitchin, Bomberman.
You love Skitchin.
Skitchin is like Road Rash on rollerblades. It was the best thing ever.
I thought
back when rollerblades were the shit.
I thought we were talking about Sonic.
He wasn't on the Sega Channel.
Because it was old. Everybody, the Sega came with a Sonic game.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got to give Sonic props.
I will.
He's still around. And did you ever play that Sonic RPG?
No. I played a little bit of it. It was made by, who made Mass Effect? BioWare.
It was actually not bad.
It was BioWare. Yeah, no, yeah. It was a really, really good RPG.
Did I have it on DS? Is that on DS? Not DS.
Yeah, no, it is on DS.
I had it on DS. Yeah, not bad.
If you're going to mention like good Sonic games, you also have to mention the bad Sonic games. But we don't need to talk about that. We're talking about Sonic 1, 2, 3, and Knuckles.
But
for the Sega.
Sonic 1, I remember the first time I played it over at Dan's house, and I remember just seeing how fucking fast it goes.
Well, the screen lost you? Like, where you could
go
so fast?
Oh, shit. That was like, you used to be in Mario and just, like, you're in the middle of the screen all the fucking time.
No, when you're, like, going around in circles and, like, down, you're like, where the fuck am I? And then in Sonic 2, it was where you could go to, like, the Casino Night Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could play that. They had, like, flippers where you could play
that. That was a lot of fun.
So much fun. Like, they were, like branching out, like breaking boundaries. They were way ahead of their time, but at the same time, it wound up getting Japanesey.
It did get pretty Japanesey.
We should, you know what our slogan should be? Casual cowards, not Japanesey.
Not Japanesey. I don't know. I like RPGs a lot.
RPG.
I do.
No, but you don't like the Japanese RPGs, JRPGs.
I do like JRPGs.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, like Final Fantasy and Chrono Trigger and?
No. I'm talking about what are the JRPGs I'm talking about?
Secret of Mana.
The Tales of series. I tried to get you into
that. I haven't
that.
Played enough of Tales to know if I like it or not. I did. What was the one on like Super Nintendo?
Tales of Phantasia.
I think
that
I
game
watched,
is the shit.
Watch someone play that.
That was me.
Sure, it was awesome.
It's a good game. But anyway, Sonic. Anything else about Sonic?
They have really good cheeseburgers.
They do have super awesome cheeseburgers.
Oh, the doubles. Oh.
I fucking hate you. Well, we've been rambling.
We have been rambling, and we didn't talk about Sonic enough.
We didn't, but you should go play Sonic. Sonic is a game, any one of them, Sonic 1,
I,
Sonic
I
2.
I hope that we invoked enough nostalgia in you to make you want to go back and play it, because I actually want to go play it.
Right I do. Now. I want to...
I want to do that, and I want to get to the casino area where you're bouncing around, that, like, to that stage where that thing is turning and you're inside of it and you're trying not to fall out of
it.
I want to do that.
That was like a bonus zone.
I want to do that so bad. There's like somewhere where you can just do that.
All right. Well,
someone send me a save state. I want to do that. I want to do just that.
Well, that's going to be the, that's 12.1.
Jesus Christ. We are on the internet too much.
We are. Anyway, 12.1 of Pointcast. We are on, Help me.
Stitcher. iTunes.
And iTunes. And we're also at Casual Cowards on Twitter.
Yeah. And so, we have a non-existent Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook will be there.
Send us dick pictures because we'll never see them.
Dick pics.
Your dick pics are safe with us.
Actually, no.
Look at them.
Send your dick pics because everybody else who's a friend of ours will see them. We won't. Never.
And one day your wife's going to take over as our social media manager. And she's going to see everyone's dick. Send us your dick pictures.